Check the clock. It's 4:30 on 95BFM, thanks to Castles Brewing Co.
That's right, it's 4:30 here on Players Retreat, and we're very, very lucky to have Zach Castle himself, a Castle in the studio. Welcome.
A real life Castle.
What an honour.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks for sponsoring our show. It's nice to meet a Castle in real and flesh.
Yeah, we do it. We get out and about.
So what are you guys doing up here in Auckland? What's going on?
It's the Beer Spot Beer Festival down at the Cloud. Really good event. First time ever. And we're just, really happy to come up, join, take part in that, because Beer Spot have done a lot for craft beer in this town, and we want to support them because they've supported us.
Nice one. Chris and I went down there yesterday. I went in the afternoon.
Yeah, I saw the Instagram story and viewed it nicely from home. Thanks for the invitation, guys.
Yeah. I've only just heard about it just now. Cheers.
Well, we had a really good time, and I'm sorry you guys can make it.
I tasted a lot of yummy beers, and I tasted this beer that we're trying right here, which is the brand new one from you guys. What is it called?
Nectar on IPA. It is new, and it's going really well. So
it's quite a luscious IPA.
It is. I think Nectar is a really good name for it.
Yeah, it's a new hop variety, recently sort of developed, although they would have spent a long time developing it, but it's recently put out by New Zealand Hops, who look after the whole show.
Yeah.
And new hop variety, they tend to get quite internationally well known, our hops. So they sort of wanted to, rock starify this hop by giving it a cool name, and then we give our beer the name, and it all sort of works.
Makes a lot of sense. So this is probably the first time I've tried this hop, and I gotta say, I give it 2 thumbs up. You can't see that because we're on the radio, but I'm giving it a strong 2 thumbs up. It's kind of like a classic IPA, but slightly fruitier, slightly juicier.
Yeah, it is. It's got all that. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Castles Brewery while we've got you here, because I'm not a Christchurch native. Chris actually is, so he knows all about you guys, and he's been filling us in word of mouth. But you are right at the source.
I've been telling lots of lies though, so you might want to just set that all straight.
Be more specific, Chris.
How did you guys start, and when did you start?
Okay, so we started probably around about 2009, I think. My dad, a couple of motivations. My dad had these lovely old buildings, the tannery buildings, that he wanted to make something out of. Also, he just was at a point in his life where he'd been reasonably successful in business and just thought we should sort of have a family business. And me and my brother-in-law, Joe, there's 3 of us in all, we weren't too hard to persuade that starting up a brewery would be a bit of fun. So we did. And that was it. We started really small. Joe was an aircraft engineer, so we built our first brewery.
Wow.
Took us 3 months. 200-litre wood-fired brewery. And then we started making beer. We read some books and did all that. And then we're just gradually growing up a bit, and eventually hired some brewers, which was a good move because the beer got better.
Turns out.
And it's just been after the earthquakes, we got quite bashed. A lot of Christchurch businesses did, but we figured that we should open a brew pub. The only building that we had left that was sort of intact. So we did that, and it was sort of just a runaway success, especially that year because it was, people were thirsty and there wasn't much around. So it was a good time, but then since then we've sort of gradually been growing and investing in our business. Started packaging our beer about 4 years ago, which in a way was like a first sort of the whole new start, because we'd just got into the whole world where we wanted to, nationwide get known about and promote the brand. So yeah, we've been doing that for about 4 years now, and it's been a big long journey, but the last year and a half we can see ourselves getting to where we want to be.
That's really cool.
In particular,
When I speak to Christchurch people and you mention Castles, they do all talk about the tannery brew pub, because I think post earthquake it meant a lot because everything was closed, right? And it's hard to figure if you haven't been to Christchurch recently, it still kind of feels like earthquake is right there.
There's plenty of empty sections in the middle of town.
And I think everybody who talks about it says it was so great just to have somewhere to go and feel a bit normal and have the city feel a bit fun again.
Yeah, totally. It was a special time, really. It's just such a crazy year, and we were lucky to be able to have something to. We had something, a lot of people were sort of out of jobs and our mates were kind of helping us out, and it was just we were able to be the thing that was a thing that people needed at the time, so it was good for us.
And also, next to the brewery pub, there's a live music venue called Blue Smoke, which a lot of touring bands, all touring bands basically play, because it's a great size room.
Yep.
Well, how big is it exactly?
We hold capacity sort of around the 350, 400 mark.
Right, so it's like a... It is a bit like a Galatos size in it. So yep. All the bands that can do a nationwide tour, you definitely need a room that size in Christchurch to make it make economic sense.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's great that you guys have got that, and it's really busy. I've just had a look at your tour poster. You got Red Mountain playing there.
Yep. We got Jess Sanks organises that. She runs the whole thing, really. Her and her Ben, sound guy. But they do a good job. I mean, she knows the industry well. She knows a lot of musicians, and she gets some great acts in there.
That's really cool. It's great for all of New Zealand to have a place in Christchurch and in major centres to go and play, you know. So that's wonderful, and BFM, thank you for that.
Well, yeah, thank you. We love supporting music. I mean, it does go well with beer, and it's not necessarily an easy thing to do all the time, but we're committed to it, and, you know, we need music.
We definitely do, and we need beer on the show, and you guys have been bringing us the beer, and Rob has something that he wants to do to thank you for that.
Yes, hang on. Can I put my glasses?
Rob's finished his beer already.
Yeah. He's a thirsty boy.
On behalf of Plato's Retreat, I'd like to say cheers for making Four Thirsty possible, for supplying the beers. World Award winners, without a doubt. I just love your double cream and milk stout. It's like a meal in a glass, and like all your other beers, totally class. So not forgetting Dry Hop Pilsner, American Pale Ale, and West Coast IPA. Hang on a minute, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh yeah, beer. Lager, IPA, Wollaston Pale Ale, and Pale Ale. Do yourself a favour and buy your beers from Castles Craft Beers, Holy Grail.
All
We should get... Thank you, Rob. We should get you on the marketing team.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm open to offers, man.
He's expensive. So.
No, I'm not.
So thanks for coming up on the show, and we thought we'd play a song from one of the... Well, tell us about a gig that you've seen at Blue Smoke that you enjoyed.
Well, there was Mac DeMarco.
Yeah.
That one sticks out in my memory.
I mean, it must have been a very full room.
It was crazy, yeah. It was chockers and just bonkers. Naughty boy he is.
He is a very naughty boy. I mean... He famously got thrown out of the Laneway after party, but I won't bring that up.
I believe it.
Yeah. But he is also a very talented musician, and this is Mac DeMarco with On The Level. You listen to Plato's Retreat. Thank you very much, Castles Brewing Co. Head on down to the Beer Spot Festival down in the cloud. It's down in the cloud. I think you got one more session to go.
Second session starting about now today.
Yeah. Head on down. There's food trucks, and you can try all the beers from all the wonderful little breweries around New Zealand, including Castles. Thanks.
On the
refreshed for Thirsty on 95 BFM, thanks to Castles Brewing Co.